everybody. Welcome to Hospitality MD. I'm Kyle, and today I'm so excited to present our interview with Satchel Smith. For those of you who don't know, back in September of 2019, Satchel was all over social media because he was the only employee at the Homewood Suites in Beaumont, Texas for a total of 32 hours, which I know for a lot of us in the hotel industry, we kind of, spread our feathers and a little bit of a flex when we work 15, 16 hours a day. And I don't think anybody can say that they've worked more than 13 hours except for you, Satchel. How are you doing? Thanks for being with us.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, sure, of course. So have you really had the opportunity to like share your story before on any platform, or is this like the first time you're doing something like this?
Well, a whole bunch of news outlets contacted me. So, I mean, I've talked to plenty of them. I've talked to some directors with Ellen. I've talked to a lot of universities, spoke with a couple of other people about internships. I got plenty of opportunities from this, but I spoke to a lot of people.
Nice. Got you. Are you sick of it yet? Are people contacting you about that experience you had, or like, how's this sort of 15 minutes of fame been treating you so far?
Well, I don't really consider it fame, but I'm not really sick of it because I'm always around people, and I enjoy people anyway. So
sure.
Why not?
Hey, I wouldn't downplay it though. I think it's honest to God, like most active hoteliers and hospitality professionals who actually are kind of invested in the industry know your name now. You know, everybody out here knows who Satchel Smith is because you did something nobody else has really ever done before, or at least if they have, nobody knew about it. So you just happened to get lucky. But but no, seriously, that truly was like a feat that that most people wouldn't be willing to do. Why don't you go ahead and like walk us through like basically how this all started for that like incident and kind of like what your mindset was and how you were, but what your thoughts were during this time and kind of how it all played out.
So, my shift started at about 3 p.m. and it was raining a little bit, and I didn't think that never, because I thought it was just like a bypass of rain. And by the time like 7 o'clock came, it started picking up a bit, but I still didn't think that never. And then my coworker texts me. And by the time she texts me, she's like, the street's flooded. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it to work for 11. So I was like, oh, so I'm gonna have to work. I said, I haven't worked night out and I don't know how long. So I really forgot how to do it. I called some of my other coworkers. They really explained it to me how to do it. Had a step-by-step sheet. And from there, the morning came around, then all the guests came back, which I was kind of sleepy through the night. But the morning came around, all the guests came back. They gave me a lot of energy. They kept checking on me.
So the guests that you had been checking in from the night before, like you saw them back in the morning, they obviously recognized you. And then they probably started to put two and two together, like, okay, this kid is the only person in the hotel and he's looking like he hasn't gone home wearing the same thing, like he's been here all night. Did anybody like come up to you and be like, what are you still doing here? Or like, what happened? Or was it at this time, like everybody knew that the streets were flooded? It was kind of like an emergency at this point. Like, how was that?
We knew about 5 o'clock because Mr. Donald, he always stayed at the hotel. He works with one of the plants around here. And he was trying to get to work. He usually leave around 5 a.m. And he tried to go out the back exit. He couldn't get out. He tried to jump the curve or something to get onto the street, but it was too deep. They had a car already sitting in the water, and he tried to go out the front, which he couldn't go out the front either. So we, it was kind of like a little island. And
Okay.
so he was like, he said, "Yeah, well, it looks like we're gonna be stuck here with you." And I was like, I said, "Well, y'all, I mean, y'all want some cereal or something? I mean, I can't really make y'all no breakfast. I don't know how to do it." And he just, I mean, he was like, "I'll help you if you need me to." And I was like, "Well, I mean, you can come in and help if you like. I mean, but this kind of like your home. So, I mean, I wouldn't want you to help." He's like, "No, I don't mind. I mean, but I already knew most of the guests that were in the hotel already.
Like, as
Because,
in
I
they
mean,
were regulars?
we're extended stay hotel. So, they tend to stay for a while."
Okay, gotcha. So you know them, and then you have like one of your regulars, Mr. Donald, who's like, let me help you make breakfast for everybody. I think this man just really wanted his breakfast, truth be told. He wasn't gonna wait
Well,
on
and then
anybody.
everybody came down and started sitting in the lobby, so they're just looking at me. And I mean, he was like, because we couldn't go get no food or nobody can come in to bring us food. So I mean, it was all we really had to do is we had to make food. And he came in to help, and we made food for everybody, like all 90 of the people. So
How many people?
like 90.
It's a lot of people. All in the same place at the same time wanting food. So what'd you have for breakfast that day?
We made eggs, pan sausage, we had bagels, cereal, coffee, tea. I mean, just the regular, I mean, something that we can put together really fast.
Right, no, that sounds good. Did you get to eat too?
I don't really eat, I don't really eat much of that stuff, so I just waited till like they made the we made supper as well.
Okay, so and then basically throughout the day, was every were there any guests that were like anxious or nervous or like kind of what's happening, where like the water's rising? Was there any sort of anxiety, or was it actually like you guys were perfectly fine, for the exception of everything else
Well,
around you was completely flooded?
I mean, we really was like a family, so we like we was together. I mean, we knew each other, but I mean, some of the guests started getting like a bit. I mean, they're like closed in, so I mean, they felt like they couldn't really go nowhere, so they got a
Oh,
little
stir crazy.
pushy, and the fire alarm started going off due to all the water and stuff, and we had to shut the elevators down because the one of the guests almost got stuck in the elevator, so we had to go find an elevator breaking room to close to shut it off.
And you were by yourself, like you've probably never done any of that before.
Yeah, I would just, I mean, I'm just the front desk.
Man, front desk, like you are the entire hotel. Like, I think that's just a good, like, overall kind of takeaways. Like, if you work front desk, chances are you're gonna have your hands in just about everything in some way, shape, or form. And that experience that you had really just like amplified that to a different volume. So here you are, working front desk, night audit. Were any like room attendants able to get to work? Housekeeping team? Like, what was the operation like as far as like that sort of stuff?
So the following day, we had guests still trying to check in, which we didn't know housekeepers were able to get to their room, so they couldn't clean. So we had to extend the people who was already in their hotel because they couldn't get out either, which nobody can come in. But and then we had other guests that were making reservations online, which they were still sending them through, but they couldn't get to the hotel. So I had to
Oh.
push everybody's room back and move dates for everyone to like be able to still get in the hotel as well for the following day when the water like receded.
That alone is like a huge job to like go through each reservation and like kind of do that like Tetris with all the rooms and everything.
Yeah.
Wow, this is like actually going way deeper than I thought it was based on like the articles that I read, you know, because I guess I don't think that I mean, I haven't seen any articles that have really focused on like what actually, like from an operations standpoint, it was really like. But so you were basically, were the guests understanding like, hey, I'm literally the only person here, so your room is not going to get serviced today?
Wait, yeah, they're, I mean, they once they realized that I was still there and it was like we couldn't get out, they was like, okay, so I'm guessing we're gonna have to stay again. I was like, yeah, I'm working on moving y'all rooms back to, and I'm calling everybody to let them know that they won't be able to like come into the hotel or anything, so they're gonna have to like, we're gonna have to work something out, and I can move their reservation back one day or however they want to do it. If they want me to counsel it with no charge, I was just, I mean, trying to figure out things to make everybody comfortable.
Did you get any complaints?
Oh yeah, when I was calling some of the guests, which I mean, I was trying to explain that they couldn't get to the hotel. So, I mean, a couple of they felt like they can drive through the water with their trucks, which I mean, that was kind of a bad idea. Some people already tried that, and I was trying to explain it to them, but I mean, after a while, they got pretty understanding about the situation, and it was like, okay, I understand now.
Because yeah, you had your fair share of angry guests, but then like there was one guest, I think this is how it actually got
Yeah, Miss
started. I'm gonna
Angela.
pull up this yeah, I'm gonna pull this up real quick and read it so everybody who doesn't know can hear. Yeah, so Angela Chandler on September 19th posted a nice photo of you, man. I don't know how you look that good with a smile on your face after, I mean, this was this is probably like hour maybe 20, 23, 24, something like that for you.
Yeah, it was around
And
that.
yeah, well, all right, you still got a smile on your face, which is good. So this is as of then has received almost 7,000 comments and 59,000 reactions on Facebook. So she says, meet Satchel. He is the only employee here at the Homewood Suites in Beaumont. The access road is underwater and the Interstate 10 is shut down due to flooding. We can't get in or go out. The hotel is a mile from us is underwater. Is that true? Was there another hotel that was actually like completely flooded?
Actually, it was a hotel in the same parking lot as us. They're just right next to
Wow. Okay, well I guess lucky to a certain extent from where you're sitting, but Satchel has been here all night. His coworkers couldn't make it to work, so he stayed. He has manned the phones, answered each of our questions, ensured that we have had a hot cup of tea or coffee, and helped serve us a hot breakfast. He has handled this situation with grace, kindness, and a beautiful smile on his face. Sometimes we ask ourselves why God allows things to happen, but we are not designed to understand his ways. I do think that sometimes he allows things to happen so we can be his light and share the love of Christ with others. I have seen a big teddy bear of a man washing dishes and serving eggs, a little grandmother wiping down tables, and a man drenched from head to toe because he crossed the interstate to deliver bottles of water to truck drivers who have been stranded. We saw a helicopter land at the hotel adjacent to us where the parking lot is underwater. Someone had to be flown out. I'm looking at my table and see a leftover bagel from breakfast, my hot cup of tea, my cozy socks, and dry tennis shoes. I am thankful for each of these things and for the peace in knowing that my family is safe and sound. Please pray for us and that we can each make it home safely to our families. If you know Satchel, tell him he is our hero. He gave us permission to share this picture. What a great example of how to handle yourself in a crisis. Goodness gracious, I will stay here next time knowing that despite whatever happens, I will have someone putting our needs above his own needs. Thank you, Satchel, for taking care of us here at Homewood in Beaumont. That's pretty heavy. Like she really, like you really, really made an impact on this lady, and I'm sure several other guests that you were with. How did it feel to read that and see that for the first time?
I mean, it's always nice to have somebody else there recognize you. So I mean, it was, I mean, a bit overwhelming, but I mean, I liked it. I mean, she said beautiful words about me. I mean, I always talk to
Yeah.
Miss Angela all the time. I actually talked to her yesterday, actually.
Oh,
So
really?
yeah,
Is she
she's
still at the hotel?
she actually left at I believe that Friday, and she came back to the hotel probably 2 days ago. I actually missed her, but she writes me on Facebook
That's real sweet. That's real sweet. See, you have a friend for life now, Miss Angela. That's awesome.
the
But I really like, I think the thing that I loved most about that post was that she really kind of painted a picture of the sense of like community that was taking place at the hotel that time. You know, with kind of individuals helping out in certain aspects, giant teddy bear of a man wiping tables, little old lady cleaning things, you know, and then you being there as well. Like, that to me just kind of seems like that's what hospitality is all about, right? Like, within the four walls of your hotel, those guests were safe, they were comfortable, you know, and they were valued. It was your 32-hour shift didn't mean that because you were the only person there, they couldn't get breakfast or they couldn't get those things. I think sometimes in the industry, like, we let our limitations, I don't know, maybe trying to think of a better word. We let the day-to-day make it so the basics can sometimes be maybe an inconvenience to us as hotel operators to execute on a daily basis. But that experience that you had, I think, really was a great reminder to all of us about the fundamentals of what it really means to be a hotelier, to be a hospitality professional, just to live that beautiful lifestyle on a daily basis. So I want to go like back further. I see you're majoring in hospitality at Lamar, and you know, you obviously have been working at the hotel for what, a year and a half now.
Yeah, about a year and a half now. But
Why?
actually, I'm actually majoring in biochemistry, and
Oh,
hospitality is going to be my minor.
nice. Okay, so let me with that information now, what's your goal like 3, 4, 5, 6 years from now?
Well, I planned on being. Probably I was going to go to med school, but I also planned, then I changed my mind. I didn't want to do the 8 years. So,
Yeah.
probably pharmaceutical sales, maybe.
Cool. What do you like about that?
I mean, it's always nice to help people.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, did you recently add the hospitality minor, or is that something that
yeah.
you've always wanted? Was that after like the whole situation took place?
Yeah, I mean, everyone was telling me. I didn't have a minor, so everyone was telling me,
Okay.
oh, you should do hospitality. Man, that's how it came about.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So, all right, let's go back a little bit. Where, like, tell me about like examples of like hospitality that you've come in contact across your life, whether it's as a child or, you know, in your current adult life, that kind of have inspired you or stuck out to you, and then ultimately maybe made you want to get the job at the Homewood.
The original reason for me working at the Homewoods, because I mean I'm a college student, of course. But my dad also worked there as well. So I
Oh,
was like,
cool.
yeah. So I was like, he was like, why not come work at the front desk up here? And that's what really got me to come work at the hotel. I
What's
mean, go
well, what does your dad do
ahead.
at the hotel?
He's actually the maintenance man, and he's the one of the chefs. I mean, the cooks at the hotel.
So like hospitality is like almost in your blood to a certain extent, 'cause I mean, if he's been doing hotels and to kind of keep that hotel up and running and to be cooking meals for 90 plus people every day, you got to have a certain heart about yourself to do that. Do you think that his influence on you has like kind of made you susceptible to show that type of hospitality to other people?
Yeah, but I would say it's majority comes from my mom. She always held me accountable for everything. So I mean, I kind of always had a sense of responsibility. And I mean, I guess that kind of, and I was always basically a leader. So, I mean, why not join the hospitality field?
Do you find that, like, whether it was your mom or, you know, your dad or other people in your life, like, have you seen that hospitality can, like, change people? Or, like, what does hospitality mean to you up until this point in your life? Like, when I ask you, like, what does hospitality mean to Satchel, to you, what do you think?
To me, hospitality is basically being kind to others and treating others how you would like to be treated.
Treating others the way that you would like to be treated. So, if you were staying at that hotel during the flooding, do you think that you executed that in the way that you would have wanted to be treated as a guest staying there?
I feel like I did, but I mean, it was more I could have done. So.
I feel like you're really downplaying your efforts here, Satchel. Like, when I say that, and this is coming from somebody, like, all I do is hotels, and, like, so many other people, like, I know, like, you're relatively new to the LinkedIn community, is that correct? So, like, I don't know if you were active on LinkedIn when, like, this all went, like, kind of blew up originally, but, like, just like the comments and the feedback from professional hoteliers and people who have, like, this is all they do. Like, you're a hospitality hero, my friend. Like, I hope you know that. So don't downplay your efforts, because it was something that I think very few people, even the people who, again, like, yes, you can be a great general manager. You can know the financials of the hotel. You can manage the owners very well. You can make your P&L look good. You can manage your labor expenses, and that's great. But if you would have put some of those people in the spot that you were, having to run, an entire hotel while a emergency, a natural disaster was taking place all around you, and you're on this little hospitality island, that takes something special. Like, that takes something that is not learned, but just kind of there. Like, it takes a special person. Like, I don't think that that hotel would have, how do I say it? Like, I don't think the hotel would have, it basically would have been chaos, I think, if you weren't there. Because I think your presence grounded everybody to kind of be at peace with the situation that was out of their control. And again, that's just the essence of, like, of hospitality, and, like, you kind of embrace that in that situation. Did your own actions inspire you at all? Like, were you feeling inspired by what you did?
I mean, that's just how I am every day. I always want to help somebody. So, I mean, it was just a natural act for me. And I feel like everybody would do the same thing in the same situation. That's how I feel about the situation. So, that's why I don't try to upplay it or downplay it. I just feel like, I mean, if you were in that situation as well, I feel like you would do the same thing.
Maybe that's true. If you're just kind of forced in there, you rise to the occasion. But the bottom line is, like, you only work at the hotel, what, 1 2 days a week, part time for college. Like, this isn't, for me, this is all I've got. This is all I do is hotels. You want to be in pharmaceutical sales, maybe go to med school. You're doing other stuff. This is just, like, I don't want to say just a job for you, but it's your part-time college job. And, like, you rose to the occasion at something that wasn't even, you were expecting to just clock in and do your 6 or 8 hours or whatever and then go home. It truly is incredible that, that you did rise to the occasion. And I know that since then you've been kind of recognized and awarded for your efforts. You mentioned that you've been in contact with some of the directors from Hilton. What did they have to say about it?
Well, it was actually the CEO of Homewood Suites actually flew out to Pullman to come meet me. And I mean,
Oh,
he
that's
basically did
awesome.
the, yeah, he did a, we did an interview together, and he wants me to come to, what is it? He wants me to come to California. I can't remember exactly which city it was, but he wants me to come out there. He wants me to come to Virginia as well. So I mean, and oh, he also wants me to come to what is it, a conference in February as well. So I mean, that's some of the opportunities that I got
Oh,
in
that's
this
awesome.
situation.
And then, so I know, like, in the process of all this, you like totally lost your car for the second time. But correct me if I'm wrong, but as of like what, 2 or 3 days ago, you got yourself a brand new car?
It's actually from Senator Creighton. He's the Texas senator.
Okay.
Yeah, so he
So
gave his
the
brother-in-law gave me
senator
a car.
of Texas gave you a car.
Yeah, I've yeah, I met the Attorney General, the Senator of Texas. I mean, I met a lot of people. George P. Bush.
Well, that's super cool, man. Like they obviously, like you're getting recognition for your job well done, and it's awesome that you were awarded with the car. What kind of car did you get?
It wasn't actually a new car. It was a Ford. I mean, no, a Honda. It's called the Honda Insight.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. I'm sure it's better than the one that got flooded earlier, you know? Well,
The one that, I mean, the one that got flooded was a different car.
gotcha. Enough said, enough said, enough said. So it's honestly been a pleasure having you on the show, Satchel. Like I really, really enjoyed kind of getting to the bottom of what happened that day, and like I do think that, you know, the world is a better place with your story being out there. I think you really inspired a lot of people, myself included, kind of with your courageous and heroic acts during that trying time in Texas. Do you have anything that you want people to know about you, or any final thoughts, you know, before we end the interview today?
I just want to say oh, thank you for having me on the show.
Of
Thanks
course.
for all the support from everyone. And yeah, that's really it.
Awesome. Well, everybody, you have been listening to Satchel Smith on Hospitality MD, a true hospitality hero in my book, and I'm sure everybody's as well. Please be sure to share, like, subscribe to all your favorite podcast services with Hospitality MD so we can show the world that hospitality is everybody's business. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.